It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, man, we have a lot to get to because the owners' meetings, the media, league executives, the Eagles owner, the Eagles general manager, the Eagles head coach, everybody has kind of had a say the last couple days. So we'll give you the say today to react to it all. The last few days, you've heard from Lurie, Sirianni, Howie Roseman, Rich McKay on the competition committee. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff. All of it on the table at 215-592-9494. We'll also get to the Phils, of course, back at it tonight, game two of this current series, 3-1 entering the day. And we'll give away Chris Brown tickets today. Look, a lot to do. All of it with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
A villain in a movie cannot use an iPhone. It's actually contractually binding.
What do you mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, Apple exclusive has it in their policy with movie directors that if a person in a movie uses an iPhone, they're either the protagonist or neutral.
Wow, that's
a cast great fact member.
And they're allowed Thank to control. And they're allowed to control that.
Jimmy,
well, they won't let the iPhone in the movie otherwise.
Right, how about this? I'm on WIP YouTube right now. I got an iPhone. A lot
You're
of people think as a hammer, I'm the villain. I'm breaking the rule.
You don't know. You don't have a contract with Apple.
Pull
it together, buddy.
Either breaking the rule or screw the rule. No, I hear you, John. Wow. From an actual film standpoint.
Yeah, he went aggressive.
A lot of people are not pro.
The hammer!
I mean, I'm pro the hammer, but a lot of people, they say my conduct on Friday, 745, 755 is out of line.
Oh.
A lot of people also think the conduct of Roger Goodell yesterday
was
out of line.
What a segue!
John. How about that? All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go. There's a lot here. Like, there's a lot. So I'm going to just present this to everyone listening, including John, Devin, James, and Rhea, who are all here today. What hit you the most over the last couple of days with these owner meetings? What was said? What was not said? What was voted on? What was not voted on? If you catch my drift. I mean, John, let me give you the two biggest takeaways I have, and then to you and everyone at 215-592-9494. So the number one thing that hits me is that the significant advantage the Eagles have had with the tush push is in real trouble. Tabling the vote is not good for the Eagles' quest to keep the tush push. It's not. I mean, the bottom line is we found out the commissioner wants it out. Like, that's big news.
There's no question.
That's really...
We learned yesterday Roger Goodell wants it gone.
That's really, really, really big news.
But guys, remember, Roger Goodell works for the owners. Well, Roger Goodell,
he had the power
is
to pull the vote.
The owner's
I know.
Guy.
I know.
Tush Push is gone.
Who does what the owners
You think so,
want.
James? You think it's gone next month?
I think
month?
It's gone. I don't know if it's next month.
Know.
Or I think it'll be next month. I think it's gone next month, but I think within the next year,
sure.
Like whether it's next month or next, Roger Goodell wants it gone. He's going to get the votes to get it gone. Like this is the way this stuff works.
I agree with
it's
you.
Politics.
They're gonna try.
It's politics. You do this for me. I will do this for you. That's what's going to happen, and the Tush Push is going to be gone.
Yeah, I don't think it's a guarantee, but I think it's very likely. I think yesterday was a horrible development for the Eagles with that vote getting pulled, everyone publicly finding out the commissioner wants it out.
But did you notice that Jeffrey didn't seem as worried as maybe, you know, he could have?
He's not going to...
I thought he seemed so
that.
Even with that. And he basically said, hey, well, if they do, we don't think it makes sense for them to take this play away.
Right.
I think it's crazy. I think anyone who's looking at what transpired this week and said, okay, so they're going to change the kickoff rules to punish teams who kick it out of the end zone.
Exactly. It's
bring
another
it,
one.
Bring it to the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
Remember when it was the 20?
I do, John.
When I played, it was the 20-yard line.
Yeah, I know.
Now they're proposing, we're going to punish you if you don't kick it so that guys can run down and crack heads.
I hate that, by the way.
On this kickoff coverage.
I hate this new rule.
The 35-yard line. It's absolutely
hypocritical.
If you're going to say this is about the health and safety of the players, we're going to punish you if you don't force a kickoff every time it's a kickoff. But this play...
Yeah.
That does not cause injury. There's no record of injury being caused by this play, that this play is the problem. I think Jeffrey, yesterday sitting there, he seemed almost incredulous, you know, saying if it does get banned for some reason, we are going to basically do our damnedest to get really good at goal line and short yardage once again. And really, that's the crux of this. That falls in line with what I was yelling at my radio while driving my daughter to volleyball yesterday. It's what are you going to do? Cancel goal line and short yardage? Is that what this has arrived at now?
Well,
you're going to cancel goal line and short yardage? Or maybe, NFL, you should cancel Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata. Maybe you should somehow remove them from the game because they're too good. They are pushing people around. They're pushing people down. They're laying on top of them and smashing them. And we're running right behind them every time. It's not a big secret. I think Jeffrey sees it the same way, and he says, hey, if they take this away, we're just going to run behind Jordan and Landon, and it's going to be the same thing, essentially. He's not stressing about this tush-push thing, which I thought was refreshing.
Well, I'll say this. It's in line with what we've heard from about, and I'll estimate, about half of our callers who say, I don't want the tush push gone, but if it's gone, the Eagles will still be outstanding at short yardage, in part because of Dickerson and Mailata and Hurts. And by the way, you even got Saquon Barkley as an option. So, and I think it's a wise course of action for the owner to publicly present it that way. But I'm certain he's not happy about it because he did defend the tush push yesterday. I agree with you, John. He took it in stride.
Yeah.
But he's also not, like, he's not Al Davis rebel owner. So he's never going to come out and blast the commissioner.
Maybe they should ban Jeff Stoutland. He's teaching this witchcraft.
Yeah, right. But clearly, Lurie can't be happy with the commissioner because the commissioner pulled the vote for the purpose of getting it out. I mean, that is big. All right, here's the other main thing that really struck me, because there is a lot, by the way. And I want to hear from you at 215-592-9494. And we're going to play a ton of audio through the show. Last couple of days, things that have been said by Sirianni, Howie Roseman, and Jeffrey Lurie. Lurie had a very long press conference yesterday, and we're going to play a lot of that throughout the course of the day. There's a lot of really interesting stuff, including winning Super Bowl 59, how it compares to 52, the parade experience. Lurie had a whopper of a comment yesterday talking about the Eagles as one of the all-time great football teams. We'll get to that. That was something. But let's get to something Sirianni said yesterday. You want another headline from yesterday? I think Goddard is as good as gone. And I'm bummed about it. And listen, nothing's official yet, but the nature of how Nick Sirianni answered a question about Dallas Goedert tells me a ton that the Eagles' outstanding tight end ain't going to be on the team next year. Just listen carefully to the words he uses when asked about Goddard. Here's the exchange yesterday.
You want Dallas Goedert back?
Right now, he's on our football team, and obviously Dallas Goedert has meant a lot to us. And we'll see how that plays out. He's a heck of a football player, heck of a leader, and I want to want to be able to have back as many guys as you possibly can. But that is not the reality of the NFL. We got a lot of so we'll see how that what happens. But of course, you want everyone back,
John. For those of us that love Goddard, there's zero in there, zero that speaks to him coming back.
Nick Sirianni's not real good at playing this subtle thing.
He's probably not psyched about it either.
I agree. Yeah. With that. Goddard's a big part of what they do.
They basically told him, "Hey, Dallas, it's unlikely. Yeah. It feels like
more than unlikely.
Nick Sirianni." They're saying, "Hey, Nick, it's unlikely he's coming back, but try not to let the cat out of the bag." And he's finding it very difficult to, assess his own demeanor in a way that allows this.
Well,
dude, you are so transparent right now.
Here's the one thing I'll say in Sirianni's defense with that answer, because obviously when he says right now he's on our football team, and when he goes past tense and says he has meant a lot to us. Like, if he's asked about Jalen Hurts, the answer would be, he means a lot to us. If he's asked about Saquon Barkley, he means so much to us. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you go past tense, he has meant a lot to us, which is factually true, but also the past tense tells you something. And the right now he's on our football team, that tells me he ain't going to be on the team. The one thing I will say, it is possible that Howie and Nick got together and this was a strategy
for Dallas's agent
to
and
try
all
to
that,
tell
yeah.
Goddard, like, listen, dude, we are dead serious about cutting you or trading you.
Take less money.
Take less money you're gone. So that is possible.
Yeah.
My main inclination is I think Goddard actually is gone, but there is a part of me that holds out hope that this is a last-ditch effort by the Philadelphia Eagles to try to retain Dallas Goddard by forcing him to take less money or hit the road. So look, you can...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
React to it all, 215-592-9494.
Please take the bait, Dallas.
I'm with you. James, give me something from the last couple days. So much that was said, rule changes, votes, non-votes. What hit you here, my man?
Yeah, well, what hits me is something we've talked about in the past, and it's just the concept, and I'm okay with it, but the Eagles are not prioritizing winning back-to-back championships. They're just not, and that's okay. I think they're prioritizing being good for a long time, and I think how he has learned from mistakes he made last time and the time before with how it fell apart after, but this team that has a chance, to your point, to be the first, you know, since the 70s to win back-to-back titles in this city, that is not their main goal. Their main goal is being good for the next 5 to 10 years. And I'm okay with it, but they are not doing everything they... I know that Jeffrey talked about winning another one, everything. Yeah. The only thing they've done since they finished that Super Bowl was try to figure out how to win the next one. Well, they're not trying... They're not prioritizing winning the next one right now.
Look,
and I'm okay with that.
That's another big topic. And we've got various forms of audio that, you know, kind of speak to that one. And Lori talked yesterday about the cash issue versus the cap issue. Obviously, they've all talked about having lost players. I mean, they have lost a lot on defense, from CJ GJ to Milton Williams to Josh Sweat on down the line. Look, your chance to weigh in on all this. It's good to talk some Eagles football here in early April. By the way, we got a draft in 3 weeks and 2 days. So we're getting really, really close to that as well. All right, all of it on the table. 215-592-9494. If you haven't heard what Lori said, stay tuned, because we'll play a big chunk of it throughout the course of the show. But what is your reaction to what you've digested over the last couple days from the owners' meetings, what was said, what wasn't said, what was voted on, what was not voted on. That tush-push thing being pushed off for a month to May, that is not good for the Eagles' cause to try to keep it. 215-592-9494. We'll get into the Phils, obviously, as they resume play tonight. And also, your chance to win Chris Brown tickets. How you can win them, we'll tell you next. Show to Cameron, John Ritchie, just off and rolling on 94WIP.
FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to bet on sports. There's an absolutely loaded sports calendar this week, and whether you're into basketball, baseball, hockey, or any other sport, check out some of their exclusive promotions like Dinger Tuesdays, Hump Day Parlays, and Golf Profit Boost Tokens over the weekend. Just go to FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to get started. Here in Philadelphia, we've got some sluggers who could knock it right out of the park. So try parlaying some home runs with how many strikeouts we'll get from our premier starters. And right now, new customers can also get $200 in bonus bets with any winning $5 bet. That's unbelievable. Visit FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, to make every moment so much more. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP. That's FanDuel.com/JohnR, J-O-N-R, for your chance at $200 in bonus bets.